UK's vaccine programme has moved on to the over 45s now, who are the latest group to be invited. This is being offered to you now if you're 45 and above to get your jab. Prime Minister Boris Johnson last night said a significant milestone has been passed by offering an injection to everyone aged 50 and over, the clinically vulnerable and healthcare workers too. That offer has been there for all of those and that age group. Despite being ahead of schedule, though, caution is still being urged as people head back out to the shops and pubs, all part of the latest easing of lockdown, which is another step on the Prime Minister's roadmap. Professor Nick Beeching, who's spoken to us on numerous occasions, and thanks to you for that, Nick. We'll talk some more. Nick is from the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine. It's positive news, this. I mean, 3 days ahead of schedule. It was a massive ask to begin with, but to get there 3 days ahead of time is an incredible achievement.
Yeah, good afternoon, Tony. I think they've done a fantastic job, as you say. Some of us might have been a bit cynical at the beginning, but I think it's a massive achievement all round. And many thanks to the thousands, tens of thousands of people who volunteered to give up their time, medics and others, to help get to that stage, as well as those who are actually paid to do it. So, as you say, 32 million already done, 21 million to go by the end of July. And despite a few hiccups, possibly about supply, the government seems to be very assured that we'll get there. So I think it's very good news.
Yeah, we were told, weren't we, at the beginning of April that there may be a little bit of a hiccup when it comes to supply, but it doesn't seem to have stopped the pace, really, does it?
No, we seem to be doing 400,000 to 500,000 jabs a day, although obviously this month a lot of that will be second jabs for people that have already had their first jab quite some time ago. But it's being rolled out in England to 45s and over. And if you're in Wales and Northern Ireland, I think it's age 40 and over. So it's a little bit different in different parts of the UK.
I'm glad you've flagged up the hard work that's been done by people. I live near a vaccination centre and that's been open. It's still open now. I don't know how long that's actually going to be there. But when I got my jab, I asked the nurse, and I got my jab at the end of March, and I asked the nurse, I said, how long have you been doing this? She said, first week in January. So day in, day out, day in, day out, they're doing this. And, you know, thank goodness they are. But it can't be... You just got to emphasise the amount. Every little cog in this machine has worked so well, and we're so thankful for that, Nick.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I had my second jab on Easter Monday and the place was heaving. But a lot of people have quietly given up a lot of their free time to enable this. And I think we should all be very grateful.
How much caution is still required, though? We've been looking at the news reports, town yesterday. You know, you work in town, you've probably seen it yourself. Town yesterday, chocker. We saw all the beer gardens, not just here in Liverpool, but up and down the country as well. Clinking glasses together and having a few beers. Now, I don't want to be a killjoy, and I can't wait to have a beer. I think I'm booked in to have a meal and a couple of pints on Friday night at the pub near me. But we're still in social distancing measures here, aren't we? There's still restrictions in place, and we need to be cautious with this.
Absolutely. I think you have to have dedication to the cause to sit out with a pint at 1 o'clock in the morning at the moment.
or be young.
That's right. I think plenty of people managed it. But yes, I think it is really, really important. Everybody's been so desperate to get out, and there's queues to get into the shops and the pubs and everything. But we have to remember that the virus is still out there. The rates have come down, but they haven't gone away. There is this caution, you know, down in Wandsworth, in London, they've got this cluster of the South African variant, which is more infectious. And so the authorities are watching out for these all the time. And half of the population still hasn't been immunized. So we need to observe all of those sensible things, you know, covering your face when you're near to people, hands and space and all those things. And that's going to carry on for quite some time.
You will also, I'm sure, want to reiterate that even the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine, where there's been a few scare stories, is your best option at the moment. But the Moderna one has come on stream as well. I think, was it Wales or Scotland have got it, and now it's starting to be rolled out in further places.
That's right. Well, I think all of the vaccines are okay. There is a concern about these very rare side effects that seem to be associated with the Oxford vaccine. And that if you are very young, perhaps another vaccine would be better for you. But if you've already had, I would stress that if you've already had one dose of the Oxford vaccine, the AstraZeneca one, without any problems, it's perfectly safe to go ahead and get the second one. So it seems to be an unusual kind of reaction, which, as far as we know, only goes to the first one. But there are several vaccines available, and I think people just crack on and get them done, actually.
And of course, as we move on, I think you said at the start of the conversation there, I mentioned, you know, it's an incredible feat to hit this milestone. And maybe there was a little bit of, I don't know, maybe disbelief that we could get to this point in time. Did you feel that at the start when the Prime Minister said we're going to get this group of people vaccinated by this day and then that group of people by that date? For you and for your colleagues, was it a case of, well, good luck with that, mate?
Well, a little bit. We didn't do quite so well with some of those statements last year. But having said that, we did know that they had ordered a phenomenal amount of vaccine. And I think that advanced planning last year made a huge difference for us because they hedged their bets, ordered large quantities of several different kinds of vaccine in case there were production problems or hiccups after the vaccine comes out. So to be fair, I think they've done very well, and I'm very happy to have any doubts cast aside.
And moving ahead, moving forward and looking to the future, can you see this being a regular thing now, the way we get the, you know, the flu jab, if that's offered to you at certain times of the year, will it be a case of, well, you get your flu jab and mixed in with the flu jab, you've got your coronavirus jab there, you've got a two-in-one. And I know this, I'm saying this in layman's terms here, you know, you're probably thinking, oh my goodness, what's this man talking about? But can we just have the one jab, one size fits all? Is that a possibility for the future, do you think?
That would be very nice. Yes, I think the answer to your first question is yes, we're going to need regular jabs for the foreseeable future. We've all seen how much the virus is changing in different parts of the world. And so I suspect we'll need yearly boosters, which may have new kinds of vaccine in them. In the future, it'd be very nice to have them all combined. The flu is very different from this, but it's worse at the same times of year. And if you could have your yearly sort of respiratory infection jab to keep you safe, that would be a good way of doing things. But that'll be that's yet to come, I think.
Yeah. And just to finish with, just on the flu jab, and I know we've touched on this in previous chats as well, the flu virus, that kind of changes quite regularly, doesn't it? Does it change every, does it come back towards the end of, you know, the end of autumn and say, look at me, I've changed a little bit now, catch me if you can with your new vaccine? Is that the way the flu virus works?
Yeah, it is a little bit. We're behind the Australians here. So what they get in what is our summer is what we get in our winter 6 months later. And what the authorities do is look and see what seems to be circulating in that part of the world. And then the jabs that we get for flu have the three most likely strains in them, if you like, to protect against them in the winter. And that's why they aren't always as perfect as they might be.
Right.
It's a little bit different from the COVID thing. But yes, it does vary enormously from year to year.
All right. Nick, thanks for your time. I know you're absolutely chocker at the moment. It's always good of you to give up your time for us here at BBC Radio Merseyside. But thanks to you and your team and everything that you've done over the past year as well. This Professor Nick Beeching from the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine. I ain't going to make a professor, am I? I ain't going to make a doctor. You know, here I am. I'm the virus of change. Look, come and get me.